The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 1.1, and worldwide on RollingHillsNursery.com.
Wait a minute.
Okay. There you go.
That was RollingHillsNursery.com.
You need more coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, but.
Come out to Rolling Hills Nursery today.
Don't be anybody there. Bunch of ragweed.
Help us pick weeds where the plants used to be. You could burn your house down today over there and have a bonfire today. It'd be nice. Have everybody around there.
You still got too many important papers in there.
Yes.
I think them papers are done.
No.
Good kindling.
Come on. What are you going to do with that?
These are deeds and everything.
You need to go out of town. Go out of town one day. And
no.
Me and Rhonda will take care of that little shack.
No.
He don't trust me to do stuff like that.
He must have something in there. I'm curious now.
And I support bills with three piles.
Yeah. I've seen your piles in there. It looks worse than my desk.
2024, 2025, 2025. Yeah. She goes down there and helps me clean up. I keep finding the thing for 6 months.
Yeah.
She shoves it all together.
In nice little piles.
He has his filing system. He just ran out of room in there for filing.
I did.
I mean, he never got rid of.
Run out of.
Never got rid of anything.
Well, I finally took my accountant's advice. Did he think I'm 7 years of trash?
Yeah.
We closed the nursery. We literally had 2024. We had records from 1979.
I know, Steve. That's ridiculous.
Oh, was
that's why you had to close, because the papers and everything got so bad you couldn't get in the door over there.
We rented a storage unit from Paul Gross.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
It's good to reminisce about stuff.
Paid $35 a month.
Yeah.
And the new people were paying $155 a month. Mm. And the thing is, it had been open to 30 years.
Hmm. I think we could sell some tickets to a little bonfire weenie roast.
We got them above the green.
We got a little ditch over there. We'll put everything in there. And throw a little choco fluid on there and strike a match.
He's cleaning up around the bird pile.
Is he? Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to get out.
Yeah. That gives you and Tommy something to do.
No, you mean it.
But you can't get over, you can't get around. I get you on a golf cart, you'll be fine.
We sold it.
Did you? Oh, well. We'll drive your car, I guess.
And think about it later, I should have kept it.
Well, if you didn't know, Steve and his brother Tommy owned a business, Rolling Hills Nursery. It was on Museum Road for 43, 44 years.
Six
gets longer every time we tell the story. But he has a little shack out there where he did business out of.
There you got it.
Yeah. I was going to build a bigger one, but decided to keep that one since the county was going to charge you too
you
much.
You believe what the county was going to do to it.
But he did well. I have a little 15 by 15 building maybe or something.
That's about what it is.
20 to 20, 20 by 20.
It was the storage building we first started then.
Yeah.
And after the county took our $70,000 project, made $160,000, we decided to sit in it.
I don't blame you.
We paid $5,000 every
month. I mean, the nursery business is profitable, but not you don't have $70,000 just laying around.
Oh, we get it done, and we could have made a couple of extra thousand on it. Yeah. But we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, so they ran a giant nursery and did installs for landscaping and grew their own plants. And every landscaper around here bought some stuff from them. So.
We sold a bunch of
a good business.
And COVID was good to us.
Yeah, well, COVID was good to us, too.
We were essential on the house.
Yeah, we were, too. I was like, come on, man, can I stay at home? What's essential about grass? I guess it keeps the erosion.
People came to see us that they've been to see us before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was kind of nice, actually. So everybody cleaned up their own yard. Everybody has these beautiful backyards now, and maybe pay a little more attention to your yard than they used to.
We ever got into the hardscape like everybody has down.
Well, it's big now. So
we did in the very early days when nobody else knew what it was. But the plowers or manufacturers just don't leave.
Well, a lot of people have them now, and I bet a lot of people had a bonfire going last night. Perfect time of year to get some, buy some firewood. If you need firewood, my neighbor Domer has all kind of wood, about 7 different kinds of wood, all divided up in nice little bundles, hickory and cherry and oak, all kinds of stuff. And then you can buy a truckload of it if you want one.
I don't know where he gets all that stuff, but
he gets it. He full sawmill, and he is... torn the house all down, the one that burned, and has got plans to build something else there. So, trying to get his work done, probably work on it this winter or some.
I ain't seen it since the fire.
Has the wife had the baby yet?
You know what? I don't know. I need to find. It was supposed to be in November, I think. So we're right here. This is the last show in October.
You're in April. What good are you?
I don't know.
Important things like babies.
Well, I don't know if you know, but the house is not there, so they don't not there now. So I do see him come in the store, but not as much as I used to see him when they were always there.
I heard
there,
he moved.
I think they found a house somewhere.
I heard
somebody that was a true blessing. One of their customers they did work for off Rawson Road gave them a house to live in with fire all the way to really just I think in October sometime. So that was they go north in the summer, so it was
well, he came awesome. See me right before baby number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife was putting pressure on him to find a house off site.
Yeah.
They lived in that house.
They lived in showroom
from day one, apparently.
Yeah, it was probably good for him to get their own little house. So. Yeah. All right, man.
We'll be right back to the Garden's Bitch.
This is Benny Etter. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because.
All right, we're back on. And what is this? What's going on with this? Can anybody tell me? Today is
Asbestos.
Boo-ha-ha. And there's special brew characters. Okay. It's not brew. Steve.
Brew or boo?
It's boo. The brew ha-ha is going to be in the future. I think the Gardener's Bench will sponsor the brew ha-ha, maybe.
Oh, okay.
They're going to have
special guests from the wonderful world of Oz today. So, and this is runs from 11 to 1 down at Fountain Park today. Bring your kids. No pets, it says. So,
in other words, Teresa, can't bring
if you have a pet like Steve, you can't bring him down there. But 11 to 1, lots of vendors. There's like 30-something vendors, I think, and WRHI. Celebrities will be out there, CN2. You might even get to say hey to Lucas McFadden.
What about that? Jerry Cole Band, a celebrity.
We need to have him on again. We had him on last year.
We'll never, Lord, live
with it. Well, come on out there. It's a great time. It's going to be perfect weather today. Chilly right now, but by the time 11 o'clock gets here, it'll be probably in the 60s. And
the thing with Lucas and us, and us back on the morning show.
Yeah, I know.
We did it one time.
Maybe we messed it up. I don't know. I think they had too many people listening when we were on there. They didn't want to exceed expectations or something. So. Yeah, but come on out there. It'll be a fun time today.
Ours, we were extremely popular.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my ladies' golf team. We had the Upper State Monday, and we came in second in Upper State.
Why did all this second stuff?
Well, that's good. The first team was really good. I got three girls that are shooting the 70s. So, but my granddaughter Lillian shot a 72.
Wow.
Her lowest score ever. She parred, even par at Chester.
That is really
bad. If you know anything about golf, she almost hit every green in regulation. So regulation's like on a par four, you hit it in two, you have two putts to putt for par.
What's the par three beginning of the back nine?
Oh, the par three, 13.
Over the lake.
Yeah.
If she hit a green on that one and it rolled in the water, she did something.
Well, she did good, man. She parred. She had only had one bogey number one of all holes, and then birdied 14, and that was it. And she shot 72. So today we're all leaving, going to Myrtle Beach. We play the state tournament Monday and Tuesday. We're going to go down there tonight and play a practice round tomorrow. And pray for no rain, because right now it looks like rain on both days. We haven't had rain. Now, they've had rain down there. We haven't had rain here. And they're calling for rain here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we need it. Yeah, we need every bit of it. So if I need it here, I don't need it at the beach. So hopefully we'll get to even play. I don't know. It don't look good right now.
Where are you playing?
We're playing at the Hackler course over there by Coastal Carolina, which it used to be Quail Creek years ago.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
They got the same little white clubhouse, and it's a fairly flat course. You know, the beach is not too hilly and kind of open, and they've hosted several state championships down there. I guess they like it, so it's good.
You played at Quail Creek, didn't you?
Yeah, he did, yeah. I grew up playing there when I was probably 8 or 9 years old playing that thing. So.
I wasn't that young.
50 years old, 50 years ago.
I can't afford it back then.
Yeah. I played it about maybe 10 years ago. We went down to the golf show and we stopped in there and played. And I don't remember much about it really, but.
My first 18 holes of golf, I laid out my high school graduation practice.
And went and played golf?
To go to municipal golf course to Asheville, North Carolina, down on the Swanville River. And I couldn't hit the ball to save my life. A guy joined us at 85 years old, played with three clubs, told me everything I needed to know.
How about that?
Just hit it straight, you'll be fine.
Time well spent.
He never told me how to hit it straight.
Ah, really? Well, that's not fun. You miss out on all the scenery if you straight all the time.
Oh, I saw all the golf course. I paid for it.
I followed my granddaughter. She's like, down the fairway, down the middle. I'm like, there's plenty more to see than this. I said, this game's easy from here. Didn't realize this. But, yeah, we leave today, go down there. So pray for us to have a safe trip and a good time down there.
You know why Jay hits the ball so far, don't you?
Jay? He doesn't.
He used to. He and Stacy James started a detailing company. Came out and washed off my trucks once a week.
His arms were all strong from doing that.
Oh, he thought he didn't want to do that the rest of his life.
Nah. So if you want to hit the ball further, you need to detail your cars at home. And you can hit the ball further.
He detailed. Back then we had five, and they came out and got them and detailed them once a week.
Yeah.
Then they get hooked up with Ronnie Carter's car dealership.
Yeah.
Forgot about this.
He did a lot of good. Working hard, he's doing well now, too. And
I hear he's raising.
All because of hard work, man.
Pretty good money now.
Getting up, going to work every day. That's what all it takes is.
Yep. He's done that for a long time.
Yep.
Tommy bought a bunch of pipe up over the years.
That's what happened to you. You went to work every day, didn't you? I mean, you have your own business, so you don't have much of a choice.
I didn't know any different.
Steven's here every day. I mean, every time I've been here, Steven's here. He took a vacation, I think, a week or two, a couple weeks ago, and it's kind of odd not having Steven here.
6 months ago.
Oh, was it 6 months?
It's been a while.
Really?
Man. I do.
Time flies.
That's the first vacation I remember taking.
Yeah.
He usually
I think they give him one every 5 or 6 years. He gets to take some time off.
Whether he needs it or not.
He covered everybody else's vacation.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, he keeps the wheels spinning here for sure. So we appreciate having him here,
well,
Matt.
We used to do the morning weather together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Long time hosting, ago.
Our board guy, Matt, is down there setting up for Boo-ha-ha right now. So that's why he's not here. So.
He's doing the brew-ha.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
He's doing the brew-ha.
He used to do that. Not anymore.
They
all did their high school football last night. Northwestern was off last night, and Rock Hill and South Point won, so... Heading into the final week of the high school football season. So we're going to take a break.
You quit any time.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Standing in the rain. Bullfrog. Doing it again. Some kind of...
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, we're back to the Gorgeous Bench. I'm not sure why that was, but anyway.
No, because you still got like 10 minutes to go.
It's a lead-in.
Yeah.
Lead-in.
It's 48 degrees outside right now. The sky is blue.
Pretty nice.
It's going to be a great, great day today.
It wasn't that long ago. It's talking about 100 degrees.
Carolina Fresh is open as of right now, all the way to 2 o'clock. So come get your seed and fertilizer. If you have a chance to do it today, it's good. If you can... we have an aerator to rent. And
we've talked about it, but we need to do it. Change that to 3 o'clock.
No. Yes. It's not going to happen. Might change it to 1, but not 3.
I'll announce it on here.
It used to be 4. When I first started, we were open from 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
I remember that.
And that's a long Saturday.
I can't,
you wear people out doing that.
I can't think of the first manager's name.
Yeah.
But it's so beef.
That's the reason you can't think of it, because it wasn't any good.
He was there a long time.
Oh, yeah. Leonard. Old man Leonard. Yeah. He ran it for the bank for a while.
He
Before Carolina Fresh had it. But we
for today. Yeah,
the rest of our stores actually are only open 8 to 12 on Saturday. We're the only one that's 8 to 2. But we do a lot of business between 12 and 2, so I wouldn't give that up.
We did 9 to 5.
Yeah.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
We had a drought year, like 2002, something mm-hmm. like, and wasn't nobody open.
Used to be open on Sunday.
We did that for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
It rained.
We tried it for a couple, but it was just too much.
It rained for 10 of those. Somebody's going to tell me something.
Yeah.
And
you were open Saturday to 3, weren't you? Because I remember I had to get something from you. I would close it too, run over here right quick and get it. So,
well,
9 to 3, you slept in on Saturday.
For a while there, we were open 8 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was late. Mm-hmm. 2000 when recession hit and all that. And we weren't doing enough mm-hmm. to justify it.
Yeah.
A lot of those days just me and Tommy.
Yeah.
We had pay overtime.
Well, it gives you catch up on the paperwork and stuff. And so I needed some rain days actually just to catch up on stuff. That's when you usually do all that. My desk is just stacked up with stuff and I get back from the beach. I'm about to dig in. And
I had a lot of stuff stacked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good thing about the rain coming in, which we direly need the rain, but it'll be gone for Halloween. So,
yeah,
Halloween's Friday. So,
the amazing thing with us, we did more business on rainy days than we did.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, sometimes it's surprising.
And a lot of landscapers had time. They came out in the rain.
Yeah, I do. We do a lot of quotes and stuff like that, and they're looking for products and.
Well, we did a lot of quotes back then. The problem was we couldn't find stuff, so found it or bought it.
Well, that's the one thing about the hardscape. It kind of ties up your time looking for stuff, but a lot of times you can shift them to. I laugh about this, but I try to sell what I got. I mean, that's our business plan.
That's not just you, that's everybody.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll help you try to find something, but if I got something sitting here, we can shift it around. It'd be great.
The problem we have, we got too much stuff. They had too many choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's more choices now, too. So
you don't need to do that.
Yeah, it's not too hard getting some inventory now.
Well, when we closed to 2023... Four tablets. We did an inventory of the whole place, and we had 55,000 plants.
Mm, wow.
We sold them all in 6 months.
Nah.
Thank you, G.B. Wilson, but anyway.
Speaking of inventory, that's going to be my next 2 months coming up here, counting things. Your year ended in June, though, didn't it? June 30th?
June 30th.
And ours is at the end of the year. Physical year.
We did it in the beginning in the 80s.
Yeah.
The problem was we had the count of inventory and most nurses didn't.
Most nurses just go look out there and go, it's about 1,000.
They estimated. Joey Thomas has never counted his inventory.
Yeah.
He'd been in business for 40 years and never counted the first plant.
Yeah.
And I just felt confident with my guesses.
Oh, it's good to have an idea how much you want.
So we counted everything every year.
Yeah.
You could do it in the winter because it's all packed up.
That's true.
So the time of spring. Okay, we're doing it again, but we'll be right back to the garden space.
Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Director of the Lincoln.
We're back. So I heard this song last Monday going driving to Chester, and sent on my phone. It shows Bill Withers. I sent a little picture to the team, and it was kind of It turned out to be a lovely day. So that's I just like that song a lot. It makes me happy.
I do too.
I don't know how we adopted that as our last song going into the last break, but it's, I don't know when it started or what happened, but I love it. So
I love it too, but. You keep having up excuses not to finish number one.
Well, the excuses are, they're not excuses. It's studs on other teams. the team that beat us had they had three girls out of the four scorers. One was a 70, one was a 71, and one was a 75. So, I mean, if you got three girls shooting that, ain't nobody touching you. They already going to win the state. Well, we already know if they show up, unless they get sick or whatever and can't come, but that's just the way it is in golf. They go down there and go through the motions, they'll have their state championship. But my granddaughter came in third overall, so that's another thing that could happen. Now she's got a chance to, it'd be nice if she won individual. That'd be good. So
I don't care.
She's knocking on the door, so
I don't care who he has twatted those.
We'll see.
Number one.
if she does win individual, we'll bring her in here next week. She can be on the radio.
That'll work. Yeah. If she'll do it.
Yeah, she'll do it.
Yeah, there's some incentive.
She does. Well, yeah. What? I should have let that fire years ago. Oh, really, Papa? Can I come on there? Can I get up early on Saturday?
Sure.
Come and sit with two old men and talk about whatever they think of.
Don't forget old woman.
Whatever thought pops into
your
head.
Hey, yeah, I will tell you something funny. I talk about grass with the girls all the time. They tell, this is Bermuda grass. This is a different kind of grass. So we went to Waterford hitting balls Thursday night, and she come up and she goes, well, it's perennial ryegrass. It's looking really good out here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you really say that?
Where'd she get that?
I don't know, man. She must have been listening, but.
From Papa.
I do that when they got bad thoughts going through their head. I say, oh, look over there. They bought that grass from us. Give them something else to think about. I'm definitely the comic relief, but it's been a good year with them.
Well, I don't think about hit a hole of one.
I know, man. I told them. I'd love for one of them to get off. Even though I still haven't had one, Jay hasn't had one. 50 years, me and Jay have a combined over 100 years of golf, and we have zero hole-in-ones, but I'd love to see one of my girls get a hole-in-one this weekend. I told him we're going out for a big steak meal if that happens.
Tommy and I played Charlotte with guys for one of the shows.
We're to do that next week. Talk about that. Hold that for the story for next week.
I'll talk to your granddaughter's here next week.
That's right.
We'll see you on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.